shift booking clerks. One was Miss Ellen Barker, who lived in on White Lion Road. I think she originated from Chesham. Then there was Mr. Harry Benning. Now, he came from away, I believe. At any rate, he lived at Chorley Wood. That's a long, long way away. But Harry Benning was a great Tock H man. My father was a Tock H man, having served in France in the First War. And there was quite a strong branch, I believe there still is, but there was a very strong branch run, I think, by Mr. Standing or Standring. And it was through by Rectory Bridge, where it is now, I think, or where the building is now, anyhow. And then along came afterwards Ted Jackman, who had been a porter, and Ted had his leg, he'd lost a leg. I'm not quite sure. He lived in the Rickey Road, not far from here. And his wife, his widow, was here when we came back to live in this part of the world in 1973. She was still about. But Ted was very good to me. And he used to say, when I, in the 1939, my mother was widowed in 1938. He used to say, 1939 and 40, during school holidays, when he thought I'd had long enough on the station. He said, "Now, young Hardy," and he spoke in an old sort of rather light sort of proper Bucksy accent, Bucksy voice. Quite a lot of Bucksy people speak quite light and quite high, and he had this comical old accent. "Now, young Hardy," I can't imitate it. "It's time, you've had enough trains for today, railway for today, get off home to your mother." And I used to go. He was a lovely man. And they all used to say, "Righto, the station master's not here today, come and help yourself to a few tickets for your collection."